This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good day to all our listeners. This is the program Salt and Light on Cape Pulpit. I trust that you are excited for our session of teaching, encouraging. I trust that you are just excited this afternoon. This is Delia, your presenter, Delia Preston, and I'm with...
And this is your other presenter, Brian, Delia's husband, Apostle Brian Preston. And once again, it's such a privilege and an honor to be on your dial, in your space. Thank you so very much for allowing us in your space. Amen. We know that time is of the essence, so we appreciate your time. We appreciate that you are tuned in. Amen. And we trust that you're going to tell as many people of Radio K Pulpit, amen, to tune in. Praise be to God, because we really want to just lift up the glorious name of Jesus, bring encouragement to the body of Christ. You know, we talk about a whole lot of topics, you know, relevant topics, you know, marriage. We talk about the church. We talk about, you know, because we believe that the Bible says, Pastor Dele, in the counsel of many, there's wisdom. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Two is better than one. And I thank God for blessing me with you, amen, because you've been such an encouragement, such a strength in my life. You know, you've been such a blessing to me, and it's really such a privilege to journey with you. And today, I'm just thankful to God. I'm just thankful to God.
Amen, amen. You know, and we love teaching the Word of God. We love feeding God's people with the unadulterated truth of God's Word. We always, when we pray, we say, Lord, nothing added, nothing taken away, just the pure Word of God. We love to feed God's people, and we love to see God's people grow, God's people overcome, God's people go from strength to strength and glory to glory. Amen. You know, He's a God of progression, and we are never to stay the same. You know, the Bible says, well, not the Bible says, but hulle sê, stille water begin te reuk. Verstaan u?
Ja, ja, Afrikaans, goed hoor.
Ek is tweetalig.
Is jy tweetalig?
Ja.
I remember, ladies and gentlemen, when I met my wife some 20 odd years ago, I came from the Cape Flats, and I couldn't speak proper English, and I'm thinking to myself, how am I going to speak to this beautiful girl, you know, and I just trusted God. But praise be to God, you know, love does not know any boundaries, any language, but it's such a privilege. And, you know, poor Adelia, I'm so... again, I'm so blessed. It's such, you know, sometimes, you know, I don't take my salvation lightly, because I know that, you know, Christ did everything for me on the cross. And so I remember that we said, you know, when we gave our heart to the Lord and we surrendered everything, and we said, Lord, you know, we are just going to brag about you.
Amen.
And that was our ambition. Really, just to brag about Jesus, just to lift up His name.
Amen.
And
wherever
today,
we went.
Wherever we went. And today, what a great privilege it is to be on your radio, tuning into Radio K Pulpit. It's such a, you know what, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit in Christ, you know, will take you places and spaces, you know, that you've never
Amen.
Dreamt of. And today,
Amen.
Who would have thought that this little old gangster of the Cape Flats will be sitting in a radio station lifting up the name of Jesus. Somebody had to come to a Sabine and tell me, and the Sabine, that you will be sitting in a radio station declaring God's goodness, I would have told that person, no, you are.
Like,
but this
crazy.
Is the grace of God.
Amen.
We thank God for His grace. Thank Him. Sure.
He'll take you out of the guttermost.
Yeah, sure.
Amen.
And today,
there is no place, no realm where God cannot take you from. The psalmist says, even if I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. Behold, you are there. I want to say to someone this afternoon, no matter what you are in, no matter what you're going through, no matter how addicted you are, no matter how messed up you feel, no matter how bound you feel
sure.
this afternoon,
praise the,
the
Lord.
Grace of God is able to take you out. He's
Hallelujah.
Able to take you out. He's able to deliver you. He's able to set you free. that is just a word for someone right now that feel Amen. They are so bound.
Amen.
God has got the power. Just call on His name today, wherever you are. Just say, Jesus, help me. Jesus, save me. Jesus, set me free. And mean it with all your heart. And I believe that God will come and Amen. Deliver you.
And today, the topic that I want to speak on, ladies and gentlemen, is I want to speak on my best friend, the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
My best friend, He's my companion. Even when my wife, Pastor Dina, don't understand me, it's the Holy Spirit that understands me. And I want to speak about Him because it's not... But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go back into a song break and stay on the dial as we're going to talk about my best friend, the Holy Spirit.
Good day, everybody. I trust that you enjoyed that song. I trust that it was a blessing to you. Apostle Brian said that we're going to be sharing on the Holy Spirit, our best friend. I trust that He's your best friend this afternoon. Apostle Brian, you can take it away.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking today on the best friend, my best friend, the Holy Spirit, I'm at the place of, where I want to really live my life from the inside out.
Mm.
And, last week we spoke about what do you see and how do you see, but for me, Pastor Deal, in how I begin to see things, that is happening because unfortunately bad things also happen to good people. Sometimes you are in a bad, wrong place, at the wrong time, perhaps, or whatever the case. I remember one night I came from a powerful prayer meeting, Pastor Delia, and I walked into an armed robbery.
Sure.
And when I found myself with a gun behind my neck, and the people were busy, robbing this particular shop where I was in. And I found myself and I had the car keys in my hand. I found myself in this space and place, and I'm saying to myself in my mind, because you can't speak, you must now follow orders, because you are, held up at gunpoint. And I'm saying in my mind, but Lord, I just came from out of your presence. How can this be happening to me?
Yeah.
And I still had my car keys, the keys in my hand, as I was their hands up me, my car keys in my hand. And in that moment there was a lot of things that went through my mind, you guys, my beautiful wife. I was thinking, hey, am I gonna see my wife again?
Oh.
Am I my children? I'm thinking, am I going out this way? But I knew that I had such peace that night, that while this thing was playing off, I was in another realm, if I can put it in that way, or in another place.
Yeah.
Because I was in the place of peace. The Bible speaks of the Prince of Peace. Amen. And I was in this place of peace, although turmoil was going all around me. And, I even said to this one boy, there was a boy, I think he was about 20 years old. I said, son, don't panic. Hmm. I said, don't panic, because sometimes, in these stages, places, the panic make them to panic. And then they do, shoot or whatever the case may be. And I had this peace of the Holy Spirit, my friend, and I want to speak to him, to us about him, because in this life, Pastor Dina, Jesus said it in this way, in this world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world, and then he makes a precious promise to his disciples. On the ascension of Jesus, he told the disciples that was with him. Now you must understand, Pastor Dealer, in the setting that we are speaking about right now, is what Jesus was. He was crucified.
Mm.
He was crucified. The disciples were in turmoil. I believe that, many times and seasons of turmoil in the last days, as we are constantly speaking, but that peace, that no doctor, psychiatrist, psychologist, no man can give you that peace. No amount of alcohol, no amount of drugs, no amount of, they legalize smoking, green now, you know. So it's, but nothing can give you this peace.
Amen.
That my friend, the Holy Spirit, gave me, and still is giving me every day of my life. You know, when I look at our bills, we have to pay the bond, we have to pay this, and when we look at our bank account, the balance don't add up. But somehow, somewhere, the Holy Spirit, my best friend, my paracletos,
He always see us through.
He is so real, and I'm beginning to live from the place called inside out.
Yeah.
You know, at that place where Paul writes in Acts, in him I live and move, and I'm beginning to live my life out. Because you know, you can sing the songs and you can run around the building, but it's only if you truly walk with him. That song that says, Pastor Delia, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, for the joy we share. As I tarry in his presence,
sure,
as I read and as meditate this, for me, Pastor, I know you're a worshiper, you know, when the worship, ladies and gentlemen, when the worship music is on, my wife is there crying on the floor and pacing it out. But you know, when I experience the Holy Spirit, yeah, when I read his word and when I talk, I have these conversations with him within my mind, you know, as a man of God, as a husband to my wife, as a father to my children. I don't know it all. Yeah. I don't have it all together. In fact, you know, God bless me with 4 kids. Can you imagine? 4 children, you know, 3 sons and a daughter. He has blessed me with 3 grandchildren. And I come from a place where I grew up without a father. And I'm thinking to myself, God, you are so amazing, you know. You are so great and you are so awesome, you know, that even in the place where I come from, you know, you raise me out of that place and you place the Holy Spirit within me, and you promise me, you know, that I will always be with you, Brian, wherever you go. And this is the promise that Jesus said to his disciples, Pastor Delia. You know, they were in turmoil. They were afraid. He rose from the dead. He spent some time with them. And here suddenly he came to that place when he says to the disciples, listen, guys, I have to go now. You know, I have to ascend. You know, I have to go to my Father.
Yeah.
But then he promised them the Holy Spirit. He said, it is profitable for me, for you, that I should go. Yeah. Because when I'm going, I will send the Holy Spirit. You know, and I want to talk. And I want to say, ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Spirit is not a thing. You know, sometimes say, it's it may say, you know, it's the Holy Spirit, it's the voice of God. And how can you hear God's voice, Pastor Delia? You hear God's voice through his word.
Amen.
Because his word cannot return empty or void. His word will accomplish what it set it out to do. Amen, hallelujah.
Amen. I love what you are sharing, Apostle Brian. You know, he truly is our confidant. The Bible says that he sticketh closer than a brother, and we can speak to him. We can have dialogue with him, just like we have dialogue with each other. You can share your heart to the Father. In fact, he knows all things. He knows the deepest secrets. He knows everything that has happened in our life. He knows every secret. He knows everything that has taken place. And so we can share everything with him. Nothing takes God by surprise, beloved. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. And so nothing will ever take him by surprise. There's no sin that is too dark for God to deliver you from, to heal you from, to redeem you from. He knows it all. Nothing will shock him. And so we've got this clarity. We've got the security of being in him. The psalmist says in Psalm 91, you know, I dwell in the secret place. He's my secret place. I can share my utmost fears, secrets, dark things that I won't share with anyone else. I can share with him, and he understands.
Sure.
And that's the amazing God that we serve. Moses says he's rich in love, slow to anger, abiding in mercy and grace. We serve a wonderful Father.
He is amazing, Pastor Delia. And you know, just for the fact, no, I'm not saying, I don't want to say facts anymore, because the word of God is not facts to it's me. Truth. It's truth, you know. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, you know. And journeying with the Holy Spirit, you know, where he becomes your friend. He comes to live on the inside of you. You know, he gives you that peace. He brings you that joy. Amen. You know, people are being retrenched at your workplace. And what, like, why is this man singing? Why is he rejoicing? Is he mad? It is that joy that the Holy Spirit gives and brings. You know, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. He strengthens you. He strengthens your inner man. The Apostle John writes, beloved, I pray that you prosper and that you will be in good health just as your soul prosper. The Holy Spirit brings soul prosperity, because when your soul prosper, your life prosper, the atmosphere Amen. Where you're at prosper. You know, you bring that, you become an atmosphere changer Amen. Because of the Holy Spirit yes. that is residing in you. Amen. Hallelujah. And then when he lives in you, every illegal tenant must go in the name of Jesus. Amen. Every illegal tenant, every illegal thought pattern, every illegal thing that you think, speak, it must go from your life
yes.
because the Holy Spirit is now residing in you.
Amen.
Amen. You know, it's not
our source.
Yeah. It's not about singing. Amen. Hallelujah. To him anymore. It is singing with him on the inside of you. Amen. It's not about just lifting your hands in worshiping. It's also a posture of just being in his in his being. He becomes
Amen.
Amen. He's under Amen. My skin. Amen. I can feel, I can touch him. I spoke to him, that I hear his voice.
Amen.
Amen. He becomes alive in me.
Amen.
Amen. The power of the Holy Spirit.
And Psalm 1 says, you know, that we are like a tree planted by streams of living water. When you abide in him, it's you are planted in the living water of God, his presence, he's the paracletos, you know, he's the source that we constantly drink from
sure.
and being nurtured mm-hmm. by. And the Bible says our leaves do not wither,
thank
and
you,
all
Jesus.
That our hand findeth to do prospers.
Amen.
Because we are soaked in him, planted in him,
Amen.
In the river
hallelujah.
Of
Glory
substance.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into a song break, but please stay on the dial as we dive into the Holy Spirit, my best friend. God bless. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned in on Radio K Pulpit. Amen. And I'm Apostle Brian, and I'm sitting here across my beautiful bride, Delia Preston, and I'm speaking on the topic, the Holy Spirit, my best friend. Amen. For those who tune in, yeah, we're speaking on the Holy Spirit. And you know, Pastor Dele, it is so awesome. The word of the Lord is so true, because the Bible speaks in the book of Joel. Now, the prophet Joel, he was in the Old Testament, an Old Testament prophet, where the Lord spoke to him, excuse me, and he wrote that in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on
yes.
all flesh. Amen. And then he says that your old men will dream dreams and your young men see visions. And, you know, so he is prophesying about the Holy Spirit. And then when we see in the New Testament, and I always say it in this way, the Old Testament is the New Testament revealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament concealed, because we see Christ Jesus in many places in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Amen. We see him right in the book of Genesis, you know. And that's why Jesus said before, Abram was I am. Meaning that he was in, before Genesis was even written.
Yeah.
Our God, hallelujah, he lives out of time, space,
Amen.
And place, because he's so powerful. Amen. And he promised us, Joel said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, you know. And then Jesus on his ascension, as we spoke on previously, he said, it is profitable for me to go, because when I go, I will send the Holy Spirit, you know. And there we see what Joel said, prophesied, Jesus said the same thing. And now, when we read in the book of Acts, chapter 2, and I want to read this scripture today for the believers, for all those that are students. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 2 verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared on them tongues, divided tongues of fire, and sat upon each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Can you see there, Pastor Delia? We see the prophetic word. You know, I want to say today, ladies and gentlemen, that every prophetic word that was spoken over your life, you said to me, but Apostle, it's now 5 months. Some say it's 5 years. Some say, Apostle, it's now almost, it's going for 25 years. I want to say today that God is not man, that he would lie, nor the Son of Man that he will change his mind. If God said it, God will make good on his word.
Amen.
I want to tell someone today by way of radio that God will make good on his word. And we see this glorious outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And we see the same picture, Pastor Delia. Remember when Jesus was baptized? The Bible says at this baptism, the Bible says heaven opened. Heaven opened. And there appeared like a white dove, and it descended, and it sat on the head of Jesus.
Amen.
And a voice said into heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." I want to say prophetically to you today, ladies and gentlemen, that God is well pleased with you when you walk in obedience, when you walk in obedience and in accordance to his word. You see, the Bible says this, obedience is better than sacrifice. And we see this, that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And I believe, Pastor Delia, that as I am journeying with the Holy Spirit, my best friend, amen, he brings his intelligence in me. I was writing when I went to Bible school. Now, me personally, I don't like to study, and I'm not a computer man and the office bound. I'm not that type of person. Amen. Hallelujah. And I had to go to Bible school because the Holy Spirit said, my friend said, my best friend said, Brian, it is time for you now to equip yourself in my word. And the Holy Spirit told me, he said, Brian, at some stage, I needed to quit your job. And I was, you know, to quit one's job, you know, in 2012, 2013. And to quit my job, I'm saying, oh, but I'm a husband. I need to provide for my family, you know. And I had this conversation with the Holy Spirit. And I'm so glad, Pastor Dealer, I was obedient to the Holy Spirit. I'm really living my best life with the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
You know, I don't have it all together.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have all the money in the bank. You know, because when people, you know, some people come on Facebook, no, living my best life, living bestie, and selfish. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you know, they're going through turmoil and stuff. I'm living my best life in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because the Holy Spirit, my friend, he wakes me up in the morning. I can hear his voice. Amen. I read his word and immediately he manifests. Amen. Hallelujah. There's not a dull moment with the Holy Spirit. And when you have a wife that is adventurous like you, there's never a dull moment. So I am living my best life through Jesus Christ, my best friend, the Holy Spirit, lives within us, Pastor Delia. And we see that, you know, the Bible speaks of there was like a mighty rushing wind. Amen. And I want to speak the wind of God in your situation today. I want to declare the fire of God in every situation today. I want to declare today over your life the goodness and the greatness of God. I want to speak this today. I want to speak that you must come up higher in God. Many of our people, they are looking on the outside, Pastor Delia, but they are not inward focused on just spend time in his presence. Just become quiet before the Holy Spirit. You will hear his voice.
Amen. You know, Apostle Brian, and when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, your life is just never the same again. it's never the same again. You read it all through the Word of God. I remember when we got saved, I mean, we were just living because we were alive. We had no ambitions. We had no goals, no vision. We were a couple that was merely existing. But when the Spirit of God came upon us, He made us alive. Sure. He made us come to life. We were no longer dead men walking.
Yeah.
But we became alive in Christ. When I accepted Jesus Christ, immediately I started to dream, you know, of a better life, a better future. His power in me caused me to want to be better, to become better.
Sure.
I immediately had a desire to study. I immediately had a desire to go further. You know, my prayer started to change, and I used to say to the Lord, I want to be all that you have planned and purposed me to be. You know, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you become a different person.
Hallelujah.
A new creation, the Bible says. You know, if you read 1 Samuel 16, when God anointed David, and the Bible says that when Samuel anointed David, poured the oil of anointing on him, the Spirit of God came upon him and remained with David. And if you read the life of David and all that he overcame, all the power and the glory that was upon his life, you could see people testified, because when Saul was looking for someone to play, when a distressing spirit came upon Saul, there was a person that witnessed about David. He says, I know a young man who plays an instrument and is full of the Spirit of God. People will see it upon your life, because you will begin to do strange and supernatural things. You see how David overcome a giant that was probably 3-4 times his size, just by merely a stone and a catapult. The giant himself his artillery was so heavy, he had his full armor on with a sword that David couldn't even really pick up.
Mm.
But he overcame this giant with merely a stone. If you look at the life of David, they even chanted when David went to war and came back. They said Saul slew 1,000, but David slew 10,000. If
Praise
you look
the Lord.
At all the men and women where the Holy Spirit comes upon them or came upon them.
Yeah.
Power was released and they were changed.
Glory.
He took a mere fisherman that only knew how to catch fish. They also weren't intellectual. They weren't learned. You know, they were merely ordinary men. And when the Spirit of God came up upon them, their shadows healed people. People came from everywhere to just bring the sick, to bring those that were dying to these mere men.
Sure.
If the Spirit of God comes upon you, Apostle.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to go into a song break. But when we come back after the song break, I want to break up and tell you who the Holy Spirit is.
Amen.
Enjoy the song, ladies and gentlemen. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuning on Radio K Pulpit, and you are with Apostle Brian Preston and my lovely wife, Delia Preston. And we were discussing the Holy Spirit. And I said, you know, who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit, first and foremost, I have to say that the Holy Spirit is the person of Jesus now living on the inside of a believer.
Amen.
Amen. And when the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of a believer, amen, He brings the qualities of Jesus, because we are evolving, ladies and gentlemen. We want to become like Jesus every day of our lives. When we received Him, we receive His character, amen, the character of Christ, the new man, the new Christ in me, the hope of glory, the character of Christ.
Man.
The Holy Spirit is, and the Bible calls Him as an advocate.
Amen.
He's a paracletos, a helper. He's a counselor. He's a guider, a teacher. The Holy Spirit is an enabler. He enables you to do the supernatural things that you cannot do with your own understanding.
He empowers you.
He's a giver. And last but not least, to me, He became my best friend.
And He's a comforter.
Yeah, He's a comforter. I remember when God, He is also the third divine person of the of the Trinity. Mm. Because you see, when Jesus, when Jesus walked the earth, he was walking with the disciples.
Yeah.
Right? And then he ascended. Yeah. And then he says, well, now the Holy Spirit will come. But now the Holy Spirit, our friend, our counselor, our guide, the Paracletos, he's not walking next to us. He's walking in us.
In us. Amen.
In us. Amen. And that is what makes us
the hope of glory.
We have hope. If you are a believer and you stand on God's word, I tell you now, whatever you are facing, going through, you have hope. Because the Holy Spirit, amen, he does not walk beside you. He walk in you. Amen. And that's why the Holy Spirit, he comes to enable. You know, Pastor Dilly, I went to Bible school and I was not a guy for, you know, this academics and books and studying and all of that. And, yeah. And I think that was one of my fears, you know, how am I going to do it? But you know, Pastor Delia, the Holy Spirit enabled me.
Amen.
And to my own surprise, and that's why I can say, you know, when I got marks for subjects out of 100 and I got like 89, 95%, I'm like, this is not me.
Mm.
It is the enablement of the Holy Spirit that brings you the intelligence, that
Amen.
Brings wisdom from above. There's a difference,
Hallelujah.
Pastor Dealer, between education and wisdom,
yeah.
because you get very, very foolish educated people.
Yes.
But a wise man, amen, hallelujah, a man full of the Spirit.
Amen.
It is the Holy Spirit that brings that wisdom, that revelation, that truth. The Holy Spirit makes you to articulate the word of God in season. The Holy Spirit, you know, you can sit at a, for example, at a day hospital, you sit next to someone and the Holy Spirit on the inside can tell you, you know, this is the word I want to give. I want you to give to this person. And you just walk in obedience to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit work with us. He walk in us and he work through us. And so today in this tough economic times and where we feel that we continually want to speak, you know, and this is the thing, Pastor Delia, in last week's segment, you know, we spoke about, you know, how people see. And I believe one of the factors, one of the key factors, Pastor Delia, is because men are looking in the flesh.
Mm.
The hearts of men are failing them right now. Amen. Because they are not walking with the Holy Spirit. They're not walking on the belief system of the Word of God. You see, when you begin to speak the Word, when you begin to obey the Word of God, Pastor Delia, the Holy Spirit must come, because the Holy Spirit and the word of God works like a hand in the glove. They cannot contradict one another. Amen, hallelujah. When the Holy Spirit won't tell you something that goes against God's word.
Yeah.
For example, the Holy Spirit won't tell you, divorce your wife and marry that secretary of the church. The Holy Spirit won't tell you those things.
Mm.
Amen. The Holy Spirit will compliment. Amen. The Holy Spirit will confirm
yeah.
what the word of God is saying. And that's why we can celebrate who we are in Christ because of the Holy Spirit. That's why we can, you know, when we sing the songs in church, I'm like, because I'm now beginning to live from a place on the inside out. You understand? Because why? You have to train your lenses. Amen. And the training for the lenses comes through the obeying of the word.
Amen.
If you're not going to obey the word, you're going to constantly come in agreement to what your sight is saying to you
mm.
and not what the word of God is saying to you. Jesus said it in this way in the book of John chapter 6 verse 56. He says, he who eats my flesh and drink my blood, amen, I become one with that person. What did that, you know, the Pharisees, when Jesus said, anyone that eats my flesh. So remember, he was saying it to them in those days. And they were full of religion. You see, religion can blind a person so much that you can't hear what the Holy Spirit is saying or wanting to articulate. That's why when you open your Bible, that's why when you open the word of the Lord, you have to say to the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, help me to articulate what you are saying. Holy Spirit, give me the intelligence of what the Spirit of God is saying. And I believe in this time and this season, the Spirit of the Lord is saying, everybody who's hungry, come. And everybody who's thirsty, come. Amen. And this is what Jesus meant. But the Sadducees, the Pharisees, and the wooden seas and the wooden seas because of religion. They could not articulate what the Holy Spirit is saying, were saying to them. They were saying, how can we eat this man's flesh? We are not cannibals. You know, how can we drink his blood? But what he meant, amen, for the believer in this day and in this age, if you eat my word daily and if you drink my blood daily. I remember a time in COVID, amen, COVID-19, when I was diagnosed with COVID-19. I was sick in my body, and every day I decided, God, I'm going to stand on your word, because the Holy Spirit said, amen, eat my flesh and drink my blood. And so every day I took communion, amen, hallelujah, I spent time in his word. I read his word. I meditate upon his word. The Bible say in the book of Psalm chapter 1, amen, when you meditate upon God's word day and night, that man is like a man planted by the streams of living waters. Amen. It's the Holy Spirit that breathes the living waters out of us. And in this time and this season, amen, where everybody is afraid, amen, where everybody is ashamed, amen, we must be so ashamed or afraid to speak the word of God. You know, we come into a restaurant and we order your food, and when the food comes, I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, bless this food. It is the Holy Spirit that brings the empowerment. It is the Holy Spirit that brings the strength. It's the Holy Spirit that brings the intelligence. It's the Holy Spirit, the Parakletos, that helps you. It's the Holy Spirit who strengthens you on the inside out. And that's why we can say, greater is he that is in me than that he that's in the world. And so in the time, ladies and gentlemen, in the time of great tribulation and turmoil, in a very dark time, in a time where men become lovers of themselves, in a time when we feel that cold, is in a very evil time, the Bible said it will be like the days that it was in the book of we had to build an ark for the Lord. Noah. The days of Noah, men will be evil. This is why we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit within us, and say, Holy Spirit, breathe afresh in me. I want more of you. I desire more of you. In this dark day and this dark time, we need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit became my best friend. And now I'm living from a place called on the inside out. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I'm saying to me, to myself, I'm saying, that's why David lived in this place, Pastor Delia. David said, he said to his soul on the inside, he said, soul, you will not be downcast today. I tell my soul today, soul, today me and you, we're going to give this body a lick of time in the presence of God. We're going to praise God, because we come to that place when you walk with the Holy Spirit. You come to that place of surrender. We come to that place of, God, I submit to your lordship. I come to that place, Father, I come and I stand at attention. And Father God, do your will in my life. That's why Jesus, he lived, amen, from a place on the inside out, always, Father, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Spirit became, he is my best friend. Amen, hallelujah. And I want to say this afternoon, I want to say today, amen, hallelujah. I want to say this morning, whenever you're going to read this, listen to this broadcast, the Holy Spirit, the Parakletos, is coming to help you. He's coming to assist you. He's coming to comfort you. He's coming to lead you. He's coming to guide you. And this one thing that he said in his word, that he will never leave us as orphans, but he will give us the Parakletos that will help us in our times of need. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to go back to a song break. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I trust that you're going to enjoy the song as we come back and as we're going to wrap up our segment for today. God bless.
Welcome back. I trust that you enjoyed that song. So we've been talking about the Holy Spirit, our best friend. As you can see, our Apostle Brian is excited. Sure. When the Holy Spirit come upon you, you know, you're a different person. You come alive. We truly come alive. The Spirit of God is real. His presence upon a believer's life is real.
Yes.
And I can say it is amazing to journey with the Holy Spirit. It is amazing to walk out your days in communion with Him, in a relationship with Him. You know, He does things that you never dreamt of. He unlocks things on the inside of you that you never knew you had. Gifts, anointing, talents. You know, the Holy Spirit does things in a person. Peter went from a fisherman who couldn't speak to a man that addressed 3,000, more than 3,000.
Yeah.
The Bible says 3,000 came to salvation.
Yeah.
But he addressed a crowd when the Spirit of God came upon him. There's something different. There's transformation that takes place in a man and in a woman when the Holy Spirit comes upon them, Apostle Brian.
Sure.
You begin to do things that you never dreamt that you could do. You begin to experience things that you never dreamt that was possible in your life. It took me, you know, an ordinary shy person that couldn't speak in front of people, that always felt inferior to others.
True.
That always felt like whatever she would have to say, people wouldn't listen. They would think it insignificant and boring. Someone that always preferred to be behind the scenes, to be to hide from people and not be a public person, or even just found it difficult to communicate with people.
Sure.
He took this simple, low life person, and he turned and transformed her life. And today she speaks to crowds. She even speaks on the radio. Amen. God has given her a boldness and a courage that I never had. It's really the empowerment of the Spirit of God. I used to dread orals at school. I used to dread speaking in front of people, you know, but God turned it around, and today we speak to crowds. We are pastors of a church.
Sure.
And weekly people come and listen of the word of the Lord that is on the inside of us, and that is just God. I want to say to someone this Amen. Afternoon, the Bible says that it takes the lowly things of this world,
yes.
the despised things, the foolish things, you know, to confound the wise. God is in the business of taking the people that are insignificant,
you,
the
Lord.
People that others deem as lowly and with no value.
Mm.
God is in the business of raising those people up, because they the ones that can truly say one day, it was really not in my own ability. It was not in my own strength. And we want to pray this afternoon for those people. I want to say God is going to do something significant and miraculous in your life if you allow the Holy Spirit to come and baptize you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, my prayer for every listener today, my prayer for every child of God, my prayer is even, my God, for those who don't know you as Lord and Savior. I pray today, Father, that you will manifest yourself in the hearts of men and women, that you will become more real than any other thing in their lives. Father, I pray, my God, that you will, that the Holy Spirit will encounter, Father, even as you encountered me, my God, many years ago in my kitchen where I was still drunk with wine, Father, lost within my sin. Father, your word says that even when we are dead in our trespasses, Christ came and you manifested yourself to me. Yes, in that Lord. Kitchen, in my drunken state, my lost state, my Father. And ever since that day, my life was never the same again. Lord, just as it was with David when the Spirit of God came upon him, David was never the same again. I pray today, Father, that people, that you will encounter people by your Spirit. Your word says not by power, not by might, but by your Holy Spirit. And I pray, Father God, that you will give your people peace, that you will give them rest. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord show his countenance towards you. And may the Lord fill you with his peace. In Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen. It was such a great honor to be in your presence, to be in your space. Please do not forget, always to tune into Salt and Light with Apostle Brian Preston and
Delia Preston.
God bless you. Have a wonderful day further.
Have a wonderful day.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.